Wine and Notes. Circumstantial murder evidence. On this day, 65 million years ago, the dinosaurs were wiped out when an asteroid collided with what is now Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. Some scientists say the asteroid was 10 times the size of Tokyo and travelling at between 55,000 and 100,000 kilometres an hour. Other scientists say the asteroid was much smaller, merely 3 times the size of Barcelona. One thing all scientists agree on is the asteroid was travelling well above the legal speed limit in Mexico. You might think it was spectacularly unlucky that the planet's entire dinosaur population was holidaying in the same part of Mexico at the time. However, most dinosaurs, if not all of them, died at home. The asteroid impact would have unleashed devastating pressure waves, global wildfires, and titanic tsunamis. If that weren't enough, the collision would have blasted molten rock fragments miles into the sky. These would have rained back down again on dinosaurs within a radius of hundreds, if not thousands of kilometres of the impact crater. To make matters worse, the dinosaurs were probably already suffering badly from the consequences of, wait for it, climate change. A 1 million-year-long eruption of volcanoes, known as the Deccan Traps, located in what is now India, had spewed unimaginable amounts of particles into the atmosphere, and things were at a tipping point. Scientists disagree on whether this would have made the planet uncomfortably cool or unpleasantly warm for the giant reptiles. Either way, an asteroid impact was just about the last thing they needed. What, if anything, has this got to do with wine? Well, first, it's an established fact that many scientists drink wine. Second, dinosaurs vanished roughly 65 million years ago, around the same time the first grape-like plants appeared. Coincidence? Probably.